KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear skies, 63 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with only a slight chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms, high around 92. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In an update to our story yesterday, Glenda Police Chief Keith Brothers reports a missing juvenile has been located, and he thanks everyone for their assistance. Just before 1 p.m. Wednesday, 16-year-old Bryant K. Fuller had been reported as missing, and the Clarinda Police Department had sought the public's help. But again, he has been located safe, and officials thank you for your assistance. Sheriff's officials in Guthrie County said Wednesday that one person was arrested Monday on a warrant for two counts of felony criminal mischief in the second degree. 38-year-old Kerry Hayes of Panora was arrested by Panora police in connection to damage perpetrated on nearly two dozen field gates at numerous locations throughout Guthrie County. The damage amounted to about $5,650. Authorities say eyewitnesses and physical key evidence were key in solving the case. Hayes appeared before the Guthrie County Magistrate on Tuesday and was released on his own recognizance. Members of the Atlantic Community Protection Commission Wednesday met with Atlantic resident Paul Fisher with regard to a grandfathering in of chickens he's had since last year at 1008 Birch Street. During last week's city council meeting, Fisher claimed that he was given verbal permission by the city to own the chickens, and that was before the council in May refused to make allowances for any new chickens to be raised or owned within the city limits. A number of other cities in Iowa have discussed allowing chickens. Some have approved them with exceptions, while others have outright banned the poultry. During their meeting Wednesday evening, the CPC told Fisher that they would let the ordinance stand as is, but Councilman Chris Jimerson suggested Fisher request a variance from the city. Jimerson, Councilpersons Ashley Hayes and Dana Halder, along with City Administrator John Lund, suggested also that Fisher get letters of support from his neighbors to submit with his variance request.
I've been to all of them and they're all cool with it, so need them to sign something.
I don't think it hurt if you just made out a single letter, you know, that I have, and these people are not opposed to it, and just have them sign the same paper.
Okay.
So you're not doing a whole bunch of stuff that you don't really need to, but I think just like Chris said, you know, this way we're doing things by the book.
Yeah.
We can consider the variance and would probably go with it under the circumstances of how it all took place.
The council will likely then consider the variance request during their next meeting on June 21st. Chris Jimerson asked Fisher, just out of curiosity, why do you want chickens?
My wife likes animals, and everything we got is a rescue.
Yeah.
Dogs and cats, and she wanted some chickens, and I said, okay. So I came down and asked. And,
do you do eggs or do you?
We get eggs off of three chickens. We get, 18 a week or something.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Wow. So that'll stop in a couple of years, but she'll just keep them. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I got a guy I work with that sells them. So.
Yeah.
He's outside of town, brings eggs in, and it's like $2.50 for a carton.
Yeah. No, we're not selling them. What we don't eat, we give the kids.
And the summer months can be especially tough on many low-income Iowa families as kids are home from school, pushing daycare costs and food bills higher. Angela Grody, a spokeswoman for the Food Bank of the Heartland, says they're launching the annual Strike Out Hunger campaign.
We, of course, accept non-perishable food items. We're always in need of items like peanut butter and macaroni and cheese, boxed meals. And then we have a lot of generous folks who bring surplus produce from their gardens as well.
Those just-picked fruits and vegetables, she says, are especially welcome.
Fresh produce is the number one item that we distribute at Food Bank for the Heartland. We're really proud to be able to offer, you know, families and seniors who are in need nutritious options that they otherwise might not have.
The Omaha-based Food Bank serves 460 partner agencies in 93 counties across western Iowa and Nebraska. Grody says every dollar donated provides three meals to someone in need. In our funeral announcements this morning, George P.C. Nelson, age 94 of Atlantic and formerly of Exira, died Saturday at the Salem Lutheran Homes in Elkhorn. Funeral services for George Nelson will be today at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Leonard Pesci, age 83, of Harlan, died Saturday at Bergen Mercy Medical Center. A massive Christian burial for Leonard Pesci will be today at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Bertha Fudge, age 88, of Atlantic, died June the 9th at Atlantic Specialty Care. Graveside memorial services for Bertha Fudge will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Brighton Township Cemetery in Marnie. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Gertrude Krall, age 95, of Audubon, died January 28th. A celebration of life memorial service for Gertrude Krall will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Clarence Fundheller, age 96, of Audubon, died November 5th, 2016. Celebration of life memorial services for Clarence Fundheller will be at noon on Saturday at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. And Joy Downing, age 85, of Adair, died Saturday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Funeral services for Joy Downing will be held this Saturday at 2:30 at the United Methodist Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.